Well, I am once again here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit here in D.C., and it's been a long day of but great conversation starters and great information. Sitting in front of me is Janet Riley, who is a Senior Vice President, Public Affairs and Professional Development for the American Meat Institute. That's a very long title. Tell us what you do for AMI.
Well, I serve as the spokesperson on a wide array of issues that are of concern to the media and consumers, and I also staff our Animal Welfare Committee.
Well, today, transparency has been the highlight. That has been what everyone has been talking about and kind of building our, that divide between the consumer and the producer. You guys came up with the idea to be that transparency and to create a video called The Glass Walls Project. Tell me from beginning to end what thought processes you went through to make this dream come true for production but for consumers as well.
Well, for far too long the animal rights activists have said that if slaughterhouses had glass walls everyone would be a vegetarian, and I didn't believe it. And then Cargill really gets a lot of credit for the inspiration when they allowed the Oprah show into their plant. Mm-hmm. And it went so well, and it was just a very honest dialogue. They didn't shy away from anything. And so I started talking to Temple Grandin, and I said, would you be willing to host some videos and just explain in your own words how we slaughter livestock? And she was delighted, absolutely delighted, to show people what we do and how she has influenced what we do for so long. And so she picked two plants that she thought were representative of the beef industry and the pork industry. Both agreed to open their doors to us, no problem, which was terrific.
That's awesome.
And then we decided that we would produce these videos in Temple's own words. We wanted authentic transparency. Mm-hmm. And so we just allowed Temple to explain in the best way she could how we do, how we process livestock into meat at each step of the way. And it was a really interesting experience. Every now and then I'd say, you know what, consumers might not understand why we do this. Could you explain it? And then she would. And so we put the video together. The first one was beef. We focus group tested it to see what we were not communicating well. And there were some things that weren't clear. So we added some additional information in there and explained a little more who Temple was, and it just took off. I mean, the beef video, we've had 45,000 views with very limited publicity, and now next week we're about to launch a new pork video that we've shot and to release a print version of. It's a combined beef and pork brochure that explains every step of the way using images from the videos.
Well, you talked about some of the things that when you put these videos out to a focus group that kind of confused them. What were some of those things that they didn't quite understand when they first saw this that you kind of went back and explained it more in depth?
Sure. Not all consumers knew who Temple Grandin was, for example. So we explained a little bit more about her background. They were confused, for example, about why someone would use an inflated trash bag to move livestock. And so we explained that.
You also talked about some things they were surprised to hear about. What were those?
They were surprised by how quick it was. They were surprised by how clean it was. And we were worried about how long to show the bloody scenes, because certainly when you process livestock into meat, there is blood. And so we had just a short shot, and then they criticized us because they thought we were sanitizing it. And that wasn't our intent at all. We just wanted to make it comfortable for consumers. So we went and added some more in, and they felt that was more authentic. So that was really telling to us. And then Dr. Jameson actually followed up with those consumers to see what their reaction was, you know, a day later. And they were all very comfortable. They were all eating meat. And so what we hope has happened is that we've given them something to judge undercover videos against. Mm-hmm. Because there are undercover videos that have certainly depicted practices that are abhorrent. Mm-hmm. But they don't represent what the vast majority of the meat industry is all about. And so we want to be able to give them something to judge those videos by and just help educate people.
Well, speaking of education, you talked about the brochures and how you'd like to give those out to ag advisors across the country who teach. I used to be an FFA advisor a couple years ago, and I taught when I went over the beef unit to all my Ag 1 students, 200 a year, the HBO video of Temple Grandin. I think looking back now of what I could have done, it would have been so amazing to have these videos to educate the youth that are agriculturalists already because they're in the FFA, but how they can communicate that. So what kind of hit more on that brochure, and what are those things that they could find in that and where they can find that online?
Sure. Next week, everything will be posted on animalhandling.org. and you'll just click on glass walls, and you'll have both videos and the brochure. Now, some ag teachers have said they can't access YouTube in their classroom, so we are providing the videos to ag teachers at no charge on DVD so that they can actually show it easily. We've also put the videos on School Feed, which for some teachers, they can access that because it's within their guidelines. But I just think that it's telling how many words spread among the ag teachers. And it was like I had one Kentucky ag teacher ask me and I gave it to her. And then pretty soon, I think every ag teacher in Kentucky asked me for the beef video. And we were delighted.
News travels fast within the ag teacher community, for sure.
And it's really great because I've certainly seen with my own children and with my niece, they've been shown Food Inc., and they've been given misinformation by teachers, and I'm really proud that we actually can now offer another perspective, either showing it directly to our kids or offering it to the schools so that our kids can get properly educated about how the meat you eat really does get to your table.
Well, someone asked about other meat videos talking about the poultry industry. Is that something that you guys might look into?
Well, we do represent the turkey industry, and we are exploring an option about going into a turkey plant. And then the chicken industry is represented by another association. I'm not quite sure what their plan is, but I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of these videos because, you know, the demand for transparency is not going away. And if I feel proud about one thing, it's that we've put our toe in the water on this, and the world has not come to an end. People are continuing to eat meat, and they've reacted very well. There will always be those who don't like it because they object, and I respect that. But many other people, the vast majority, have said, I'm really glad to see this and to know what goes into it and the thought that goes into handling livestock in plants.
Thank you for not only being a great spokesperson for AMI, but being a great spokesperson for farmers like myself that are family farmers from across the country and sharing our story and sharing our passion for the industry and providing a safe, wholesome product for the consumers. Once again, here at the Animal Ag Alliance Stakeholder Summit, and sitting in front of me is Janet Riley with the spokesperson for the American Meat Institute. I am Jamie Johansson.